7 after the hour on the Doug Stafford Good Day program. A little wind blowing inside and outside. That's okay, because wind is good. It changes the air, changes the complexion of the discussion. Roberta Fasanelli is here along with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Doug Stephan. I want to go around the room, if you will, and just maybe 60 seconds describing the experience that you had at the polls. Richie, you can start. As an aside, I heard somebody talking about the comparing and contrasting of George Mason University. I thought about you because you went to the rally.
I did.
The other day, versus like 4 years ago when Obama went to George Mason University and had...
Not that he did any good.
I don't understand how Obama took Virginia. That sort of surprises me. Normally they have...
He took the Arlington, which is the D.C. suburb,
right.
And Alexandria, which... well, that's where most of the population is. But then Fairfax County, where I am, he also got... But where they took Virginia really was they did a great job on the ground at the colleges, and there are several colleges in Virginia, and they got all the kids to vote.
Yeah. All right, so your experience at the polls yesterday?
I took my wife, my mother-in-law, and my kids.
Uh-huh.
We saw a bunch of neighbors in line, so it was fun. It was upbeat. I was hopeful, and it was quick. It took us about 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
There was a big turnout yesterday in Virginia, so that wasn't too bad for us.
Good.
And we're in, we're out. The kids enjoyed it. They always like going to vote with us. Then later we were disappointed. So
good lesson.
That's the way it works.
For them. Yep.
Yep.
Okay, so that's good. Jennifer, what about your experience when you voted yesterday?
Well, normally when I go to my polling place, it's like, there's tumbleweeds flying through. You know, you hear the... there's just never anybody
there. Nobody there.
But yesterday, I didn't have to wait in a line, really, but there were definitely... It felt like there were more people out when I went. And I went at the same time I normally do. So I think it was a higher turnout. I'd be curious to see if that's true or not, but it felt like it was a higher turnout.
Yeah.
And very organized. It always gets me that they don't ask for ID, but they don't, and, that's probably not going to change. So
doesn't matter in California.
But otherwise, it was very easy, well organized. You stick the little thing, it's a Scantron, you stick it in the machine, and you're done.
A Scantron.
Yeah.
Ooh, sounds like...
No hanging chads in California. No, sir. Not
George,
for us.
George Carlin.
So you fill in the little kind of like when you were taking a test, the SATs or something, you fill in the little circles, and you stick it in a machine that scans it?
Yeah, you take they give you the ballot, you stick it in your little sticker thing, and then it's like a black marker. It's almost like a bingo pen, you know, one of those things.
Right, yeah.
So you
yeah.
mark all your holes with the black marker, and
right.
then you take it over to the lady, and she has you put it in the machine yourself,
right,
and
right.
make sure it's accepted, and then you're good to go.
You know what bothered me about that, because I went to vote with a friend of mine, and he forgot to fill in one of the little circles, and it rejected it. You had to vote in every category. There was no, abstain area. So if you decided that you didn't want to vote for a certain category, it wouldn't let you, wouldn't accept your ballot. And I found that very peculiar.
That's not right.
No.
Right.
You should be able to just skip something if you don't, like, some of the amendments and
just don't want to vote on.
Confusing for some people if you don't do your homework.
Mm-hmm. But the machine should allow a no opinion, maybe. You know, they should add that to the ballot.
They need that on the ballot, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doug, we had a eminent domain question on our local ballot yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, and it basically what it was, obviously eminent domain is a reality that if the government needs to take your property and pay you fair market value
it's
for
been
it.
Abused handily, and the Supreme Court decision of a couple of years ago didn't help.
And exactly what this was about.
To
what
override
it basically said, no, eminent domain is still, something they can do.
That there is some value to the
what
state
they
before
said,
they take it.
What they said is that they cannot use it for anything other than public use, meaning
roads,
water towers, plumbing. We have to get water through there, something like that.
Yeah.
If we decide that building a mall on your house would be a big tax base for us and make the state a lot more money, that would be considered private use or a private advantage to the realtors and the developers, and it cannot be used for that.
Good.
So the law was passed saying it cannot be used for private game.
Good.
Would you like to hear what some of our Facebook friends said about their
poll? Yes, I'd like
that,
Jennifer. Yeah,
okay.
Please.
All right, so we were asking it what your experience was at the polls yesterday at facebook.com/goodday show, and Elizabeth said she voted early, so she didn't have to deal with it. Kathy said, I live in a township rural area. She walked in, had three people in front of her in line, and the booths were full, but people left as those of us got our ballots and needed them. She said it took about 15 minutes total with another 20 socializing with neighbors. She said it was fun. Christine said, awesome, 30-minute wait. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Ken said, I voted after work, and it still took nearly 90 minutes for him to vote.
Wow.
And John said, easy peasy. Melanie said, awesome. Walked in, voted, walked out in 3 minutes. Didn't go my way, but loved exercising my freedom. Brian said, I voted early because I travel on my job. Only took a few minutes, but I sure thought it would go the other way based on what I was hearing. Martha said, live in a small country area, had a record turnout with a number of votes that I guess people don't normally vote turned out. She said she was voter 220 at 7 p.m., which is kind of cute that she knows what number she was.
Well,
Brenda,
I had that on my ballot. I knew what number I was. I was 400 and something, yeah.
Oh, that's funny. I don't have that. Mm. Brenda said, waste of time. Everyone's vote really does not count. Jean said, it wasn't bad at all. Voting went right in, but there was a line to put your ballots in the machine. She was 4,552 in that machine. She did her civic duty and helped the economy, and then she went out and ate.
Good for her. Congratulations to her. So the interesting analysis of this is basically summarized in two words, deeply divided. That's where I see when you look at the political realities. I think when you look at we're just talking about what happened, the ground game, if you will, in Virginia and some of the other states, where the continuing focus on division, and that was the theme. It's been the theme of the past 4 years. It's
Can I
the
give you my
last year?
Philosophy on this one?
Yeah, okay. But in essence, kids, younger versus older, richer versus poorer, black versus white, all of that stuff is in play, and they use that to the best of their ability.
Oh,
and
they
that's
did,
what they like.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
And it worked.
Yeah, it did. It worked well for them. What did you start to say?
Well, I still think that we are a center.
We are
country,
yeah,
in many ways, say center right,
yeah,
and that the moderates and the independents divide or pretty much decide every election.
Yeah,
You have your extreme right and you have your extreme left.
Had there been no storm last week, Obama would not be the president today.
But those moderates,
I firmly believe that.
Those moderates saw President Obama being very presidential
right.
with the storm.
Yeah,
walking hand in hand. Kissing Christie, and they said, that makes me feel good. And those moderates in the middle all went that way, or many of them did, most of them did, and that made the difference. Yeah. So I don't think that we are a deeply divided country. There was a 2-point...
I think we have too much division.
It was 48 to 50, and with 1.5 million...
It's the way they use
votes.
The language, Richie.
So,
that's the way...
But let me see... The division comes from the marketing that they use on us. Yeah. I don't think it's with us. I think all of us are pretty much close to the same place. Yeah, we have our far left, far right, but the majority of us are kind of there. Right, Roberta. The majority of us are right kind of there, and, you know, close to the same.
Common sense.
And then
stuff.
They play us with all of these ads and all of their talk to get the base wound up on the far left or far right.
All right, so what was the defining moment? Was Clint Eastwood's empty chair for you? Was it Etch-a-Sketch? Was it the debate?
That's it.
It was the storm.
Oh,
Sandy.
It was the storm. Yeah.
You can say the first debate was a defining moment.
Yeah. It was.
But
until
Sandy,
the storm.
Sandy.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, there's another Kennedy. Joe Kennedy III got Barney Frank's seat in Massachusetts. Just in case anybody wanted to know. And we have a story at DougSteffen.com today about voting machine irregularities in Pennsylvania. This is the kind of stuff that sends people over the top because it does make you wonder, does the system really work or is this really corrupt? And Mitt Romney's kids owns a piece of one of these companies. Remember when Chuck Hagel owned one of them?
Right,
I think it was
them.
Those things, they shouldn't be allowed to do that. I don't know how you keep them out of it, but anyway.
There's always going to be irregularities.
The
always
election officials were forced to remove a voting machine that insisted a vote for President Obama was a vote for Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
A voter posted a video on YouTube showing the machine
changing a
vote for the president to a vote for Romney. And so they quickly changed this, but it was really very interesting to see it online.
I saw yesterday that I thought was really good is that, I don't, maybe because of social media, all of these irregularities were quickly identified and quickly fixed.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't see anything where it went on to where it made a major difference. Yeah. There were a lot of irregularities, and they were all identified and fixed. And I think social media has a lot to do with it.
All right, another good story about the election at DougStefan.com of a woman from Illinois who went into labor. She was on her way to vote, and she went into labor. She stopped on the way to the hospital so she could vote, and then she kept going. I thought that was a great...
Did you hear about the guy who was doing his write-in vote or something last week? And I don't know whether he died or he had a heart attack, and he got up and he said, did I finish my vote, and then died, or whether he was actually saved. But apparently he died while voting and woke up and was aware of it and then said, did I complete my vote?
Yeah. This woman let's see here, what's her name? Galicia Malone, determined to vote first. She's 21, so it was the first time she could vote. Her water broke as she went into the polling place.
That's gross.
And the polling place was the New Life Celebration Church. That's
very appropriate. Cool.
Very funny.
Very, very cool. Don't forget, Jennifer, let's see, how are we going to do this? In 4, 5, 6 minutes, Jennifer will have our Smart Mom Tip of the Day.
Smart
Mom. If you'd like to participate, you go. We got lots of action on this, right? Facebook and Twitter.
Sure.
If you're interested in winning a Visa gift card for your own special enjoyment, it's part of the Exergen Mom Pass of the Game. It's a special pass we have put together, you honoring our 25 years as the Good Day program and also honoring you as a mom. This is a way to help out other moms. You can do your best thinking while perhaps the men in the house are watching football. You can do your work. Submit it to facebook.com/Good Day Show or tweet us at Good Day Show.
The world's largest sale of new guitars is going down at Guitar Center. Guitarathon. Every single new guitar in store or online. Every single brand we carry is up to 80% off list, including Ukes, banjos, basses, and more. Guitarathon. There's a Fender American-made Strat or P-Bass. Your choice, just $6.99. Plus 70,000 amazing guitars priced under $200. Guitarathon's going down now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Special 18-month financing available.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Well, let's see here. Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us in a few moments. There's some very interesting medical news that we're going to discuss. And also we have a new video to discuss, a Gwen Stefani video.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Amberen relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the moms go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Good day with Doug.
More naked, more often. That's not bad.
Rich McFadden.
Well, they have no control over their hormones.
Jennifer Horn.
3/4 of us do the show in our pajamas.
Roberta Fasanelli.
Don't you know that coffee is proof that God loves us?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Doug Steffens, good day. 25 years of audio radiance for our radio audience.
I don't believe I just said that. So is this the new No Doubt video?
This is one of their new videos, but it's not the new video, right, because that's been pulled.
All right, so I have learned in the last 24 to 48 hours a number of things about this group, No Doubt. It was, I think they got started, was it yesterday or the day before?
A couple days ago, Gwen Stefani's birthday or something like that.
We played Underneath It All, which was the number one song during this week in 2002 by No Doubt. And I did not know, I certainly know who Gwen Stefani is, but I didn't know anything about No Doubt, which is kind of a weird-looking combination of people.
She got famous that way. She was. It started in Anaheim, actually, by Disneyland, for those of you in the Southern California area. Yeah. And they were a band that came to a lot of fame, and then she broke out for a little while, did her own thing, and now they're back together again and going on tour. What's interesting this week is that they released a song that's called Looking Hot. Yeah. It's the second single off their brand new album, and the video featured Gwen Stefani and one of the band members, Tony Cannell, dressed as Native Americans, and then two other band members dressed as cowboys with guns. So critics of the video claim that it's sexualizing the bondage of Native American women is what people are saying, and that the cowboys and Indians thing was distasteful. So they came under so much scrutiny that they actually have pulled everything from YouTube. I mean, you can't find this video anywhere. There's some still images that you can see. I'm looking at them now, but that's about it.
So what prompts groups to do stuff like this when they got to know, or at least somebody got to have enough of a brain to know this is going to, in some way, shape, or form, create a storm? Or is it that they want to do it on purpose to create a storm so people won't forget that No Doubt exists? And, oh, well, we can't buy that. We can buy some of their other music.
I don't get the feeling that No Doubt has an issue where they need to create, like Madonna would do that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know whether she needs to, but she does. She definitely wants attention and creates attention. Gwen Stefani and No Doubt, they aren't really that way.
I mean, she pushes the envelope with fashion a lot. What I'm thinking is that from a fashion and from a stylistic standpoint, she probably was intrigued by the Cowboys and Indians theme.
And it looks cool.
And maybe, yeah, and maybe didn't realize that people would take it in this way.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the pictures, it's a cool-looking kind of scenario.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty. The pictures look pretty. So I think maybe, I mean, she's very visual, and I think from maybe a stylistic standpoint, she chose this as something that was, you know, just visually appealing to her and maybe didn't think about the issues in the, you know, the group that the Native, I mean, the Native Americans have a loud group, you know.
The whole bondage part.
Yeah. The bondage thing, you know.
All right, here's the story of the draft of a letter John Lennon wrote to Eric Clapton 40 years ago.
This ought to be good.
In which the Beatles expressed admiration for and a desire to work with Eric Clapton. That letter is up for auction next month. Eric, let's see here, quote, "I know I can bring out something great, in fact greater, in you than had been so far evident in your music." This is letters back and forth between Eric Clapton and John Lennon, and this was 1971. He goes on to write, "I hope to bring out the same kind of greatness in all of us, which I know will happen if we can work together." That is pretty interesting. But there was a report that he was considered at one time for the Beatles, wasn't there? He's contemporary. He knew all these guys.
Oh, yeah, absolutely he did.
Yeah. So I wonder how that would have changed the course of musical history. You wonder if
Clapton would have joined the Beatles instead of Yoko.
Yeah, I mean, that might have been a little better. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Patience may be a virtue, but waiting for your hotel reward points to add up is pointless.
Enjoy more comfort and value immediately at America's Best Value Inn. Join our free value club and get an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com or any of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Save more money with immediate rewards at America's Best Value Inn.
Now, that was enlightening.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
After the hour, time now for a visit with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is one of the most enjoyable participants in this world of radio. The idea that Jack has much to say isn't anything new here. We're always interested in talking about healing, always interested in talking about the things that are not necessarily front and center with a lot of people who are traditional medical folks. Jack is one of the 24 NUCA board certified doctors who are in this country. Or are there any other countries where NUCA is a form of chiropractic that deals with just the neck? Are there any other places where this is practiced beside here?
Yes, there's in London and in Italy, and there's a bunch of docs who do this up in Canada.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's good to know. Now, there was a proposition, there were a couple of sort of medical propositions on ballots around the country, and the usual medical marijuana, does that work for people, yada, yada, yada. I wanted to ask you about two of them and get your expertise, or at least opinion. It doesn't have to be, I guess it's based on experience as much as expertise. One of the ballot initiatives here in Massachusetts, it was approved by 93% of the voters, was an initiative that would allow terminally ill patients to end their lives with medication prescribed by a physician. I'm looking at up, down, and sideways. It was up, it was down. Whether it wins or it doesn't win, because it's still counting the ballots apparently on this one. What does this do? And why is it controversial? What's this stuff that they give you that you can take? You can probably get it anyway, whether it's legal or not, if you want to end your life.
Well, people do it all day, or not all day, but all the time in this country with just pill overdose.
Mm-hmm.
A peaceful, quiet way to go. The problem that bothers me is that the last word ends up in a physician's lap. If you're going to do something like this, this seems to me, you got to have a 10-signature checkoff list with at least 10 signatures of somebody who knows something about this before any kind of legal precedent
is
established.
Or who knows something about you.
Yeah, precisely.
Right?
And just to go and get some physician's okay that it's all right, and then get a prescription for something you go home and do, when you could just go get the over-the-counter stuff anyway and do it yourself.
Right.
You know, it's there's something deeper and darker behind this than just...
What do you think it is?
Finesse. Well,
whoops.
It's a transference of more of what will be established as sound medical policy in the hands of review boards.
Mm-hmm. So
they're going to set the policies by which all the rest of us will be measured against, in the sense that we no longer will have direct control over the outcome or even the choices that we make healthcare-wise. They're going to be established ahead of time, just as rigidly as we were when we were in first, second, third grade. Get in line. Don't push. Don't shove. You can't eat till we're all quiet. Uh-huh. We have to go single file down this row, and it's going to be imposed now with the further imposition of the Affordable Health Care Act.
Right.
So it's just more policy in place of common sense is about what it amounts to. And when you start having policy enforced by review boards of people who has essentially no training in the area they're making decisions for anyway,
mm-hmm.
A doctor gets a call from a patient, hey, my husband's had a stroke and he's in the emergency room and he has every sign of a bleeder going on inside the cortex. Well, how old is he? Well, he's 71. Well, I'm sorry. We'll have to wait till tomorrow afternoon. Oh, no, it's Saturday night. We'll have to wait till Monday morning's review board meets to find out if we can do an MRI.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we'll just give him some comfort care and say your prayers, and hopefully he'll be around Monday with some of his brain left.
Yeah, nice.
Am I sounding too dark and depressive about this?
No, but I think that's the reality of it, and that's not what a lot of people get. The people have got their head really stuck in the sand with all of this, amount of taxation. You're going to have to pay a 3% sales tax on the sale transfer of real estate so that it'll pay for the health care bill. There are all kinds of things in there that are emotive, and that starts January 1st. All of this stuff.
Yeah. And if you're over 70 years old, you're going to have some problems.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's the cutoff point for the review panels. Incidentally, Mary says happy birthday.
Thank you, Mary. Tell Mary I said hi. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. If you go to his website, jackstockwell.com, you'll find his Forbidden Doctor newsletter. He also has a great run of a line of CDs on all kinds of medical things. He's done lectures, he's done radio programs, and all these things have been reduced to CDs, so you can listen to them and be informed as well. You can find all of that at jackstockwell.com. In a moment... some new, I don't know if this is new, but we can reflect on some of the findings of an Alzheimer's commission. The aim is to figure out, if you can figure out, whether or not you're going to get Alzheimer's and can you do something about it. Sounds like a book out of the page out of the Doug Steffen playbook, Jack, in a sense. But also the kinds of things that we are still learning, but yet more focus on all of the head trauma. There was some big expose on one of the networks about this last weekend. It's more and more becoming part of the mainstream conversation. So we'll have that conversation with Jack. Just a moment here. Good day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s. Cause of death, sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain, but this astonishment residue...
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible!
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Being a good citizen is not just about being good. It's about being engaged. Americans believe ordinary people can govern themselves. We are the guardians of our own freedom. We don't depend on others to protect our rights. That's why we should look at all government proposals through the lens of liberty. Otherwise, we may address the issue of the moment by compromising much more important principles. We should all take time to learn about our founding principles and our responsibilities as American citizens and teach them to our children. Imagine if this month every family in America set aside an hour to read the Declaration of Independence and talk to our children about what it means. Remember that the founders of our country all understood a fundamental truth. Democracy only works if citizens understand it.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
The world's largest sale of new guitars is going down at Guitar Center. Guitarathon. Every single new guitar in store or online. Every single brand we carry is up to 80% off list, including Utes, banjos, basses, and more. Guitarathon. There's a Fender American-made Strattor P-Bass. Your choice, just $6.99. Plus 70,000 amazing guitars priced under $200. Guitarathon's going down now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Special 18-month financing available.
Guys, now's the time to update your wardrobe at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with buy one, get one free savings. Dress shirts from Sean John, Kenneth Cole Reaction, Nautica, Alfani, Tasso Elba, and more. Sport coats from Lauren, Calvin Klein, and Tasso Elba. Designer suits from Calvin Klein, Lauren, and Kenneth Cole New York. Fall's best trends, your favorite names, at buy one, get one free savings. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Free item details in store.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. His website, jackstockwell.com, full of all kinds of news and information. And they are having Jack and his wife, Mary, a webinar series. What's that all about?
It's on a reason to live. You know, it's not enough to just help people get their health back and get some vitality and vibrance going on in their day-to-day life. A lot of people just have vegetated for so long, they've lost the purpose of living. Mm-hmm. And so the webinars are about giving people a reason to live, to actually enjoy the return of health that we can give them.
Wow, that's cool. The Alzheimer news today is pretty compelling, actually. Scientists seem to have discovered, Jack, the evidence of Alzheimer's in people with a special gene mutation causes a rare form of the disease that begins when you are young. A couple of different studies trying to improve understanding of how and why people get Alzheimer's, wondering about treatments. I mean, are we really getting anywhere with that? One of these studies the researchers conducted, they say brain scans and other tests on 44 young people from 18 to 26 had a mutation of a gene called presenilin, whatever that is, causes Alzheimer's to develop at an early age. 24 did not have the mutation. None of the participants showed any signs of mental decline at the time of the study. And then there were, I guess, some other people that were tested, and they apparently have this mutation. So this has to do, in fact, with the area of the body that you work on as a NUCA chiropractor, that is the cerebral spinal area, and whether or not the fluid is getting all the way to the brain apparently is one of the questions here, yes?
Sort of yes, it's the proper flow of CSF, the cerebral spinal fluid through the ventricles. It's one thing to have a good blood flow, mm-hmm. you know, through the cortex and through the white matter of the brain. It's another thing for the interior elements of the brain, what are called the ventricles, four of them, in fact, to have a complete, even, regular flow of cerebral spinal fluid. And that's the fluid that goes through the cord all the way down the spine and back up one side, down the other side, as it's pumped through the system. And what we found in our research is that people who have some serious problems with Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, early dementia, even things like multiple sclerosis, there is a slowing down even to a cessation of the flow of CSF through the brain.
Really?
And so that what they're finding out, and you just brought this up a moment ago yourself, Doug, about the closed head injury problem. Because what we're finding out was some kinds of brain swelling, closed head injury, and it doesn't have to be, you know, an NFL player on the front line.
No, kids.
It could be somebody who just,
10 years old that are playing football.
Well, I have this article, because my 12-year-old son was playing football this fall, on the closed head injuries associated with Pop Warner football. And because of some brain swelling, tiny little bleeders that aren't necessarily picked up on an MRI, in 12, 13, 14-year-old kids, 7, 8, 9-year-old soccer kids who have been out there since they were 3 and finally are good enough to start doing headers, will create these small closed head injuries, are actually setting the stage for early brain dementia down the line. And that's what they're beginning to discover now.
All right. So what is the keeping the carotid arteries clear, functioning, getting as much blood to your brain as possible, having various supplements, the fish oil supplements are important, vitamin D is important.
Yes.
What else do we know is intuitively and otherwise the way to handle the problems that might take place with early Alzheimer's or dementia?
Well, we know that mental exercises makes a big difference.
Yeah.
People who just veg sitting on the couch and you know, watching who the next apprentice is going to be, there's plenty of evidence now to show that are the ones who are going to have problems. The evidence now is showing that active brain function that will calculate. And that's why they're talking about Sudoku and crosswords and this kind of stuff seems to keep the brain active to a point where the right and left brains are communicating enough to keep those pathways open.
EECP is good. Look that up if you don't know what it is. Also, the inverted table, getting a lot of blood rushing to your head. That sort of thing is good for all
just
those
things.
Just
deep breathing. I mean, there's things to show that even just deep breathing exercises, morning and evening, help to further oxygenate the brain.
Yep.
And anytime there's some cloudiness, some tiredness, some fatigue, and you can do that. You can do this driving the car. You can do this on the subway, on a bus, on the airplane. Anytime, just sitting at your office desk, when you start to feel some kind of fatigue, just some good deep breathing, a good 10 breaths where you're breathing from your belly, not from your chest, and just get the air down in the lower areas of the lower lobes of the lungs, can have a dramatic effect for the next half hour to 60 minutes.
All right, lots of words of wisdom. Check out Jack's webpage, by the way. Again, Jack Stockwell, Stockwell. His website is available if you don't remember that. Go to DougStefan.com, click on Jack's picture in the contributors box, and you'll go to his website, see what's cooking there. Jack, always a pleasure to have you on. Lots of great information, a couple of very important subjects for us to consider on the Good Day program. A lot of you folks listening want to look young. Except you can't do that if you have yellow, stained, ugly teeth. If you've tried a lot of products because you drink a lot of coffee or tea, maybe you drink liquor, and they have all had an impact on your teeth, and you don't like whitening strips, and you don't like the trays, and you don't like the sensitivity that comes with taking all of these things, hold the phone! Here is the solution to your yellow, stained teeth. It's a product called Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the only whitening system that uses a tooth detergent made from vegetables to remove all the stains off your teeth. You'll look younger, your teeth will be whiter, and you know what? The best part of this Power Swab deal is it works in 5 minutes, and you spend a couple of minutes a day for a while. That's all it takes, a couple of minutes. Coffee, tea, smoking stains start to disappear. Maybe you're drinking other things that have an impact on your teeth. No matter what the circumstance, this is the way, this is... I think I said yesterday, we were laughing about this, a couple of swabs together stays together, but this is a good product for families. Power Swabs, whiten up your teeth. Call 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. If you call now, you'll get a risk-free trial that's worth 40% more than you're paying for it. That's right. Mention Doug Stefan, you get 40% off your order at 800-865-7602. You're asking for the great Power Swab whitening. You're looking for the whitening product. And from there, you put it on, you see the improvement, you'll be telling your friends about it. It'll be very cool. 800-865-7602 for the only way to clean the real bad stains off of your teeth. 800-865-7602. Doug Stefan's Good Day program with Jennifer and Roberta and Richie at 51 past the hour. This is Good Day.
world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You may not be able to pull Gloria Estefan out of this. This is her with NSYNC from the Meryl Streep movie Music of My Heart, released on this day in 1999. Chucker, what do you remember? I like her, but I don't like that. This music all sounds the same to me. Anyway, what about Music of My Heart? What kind of a movie? I don't remember it. What do you know?
I don't either.
Anybody remember this? Ladies? Remember Gloria Estefan? You remember Meryl Streep?
No.
No recall.
No. All right. Okay. So then let's move.
Enough of that.
Yep. Enough of that. 800-510-8255. As a contrast, this movie you will get. This was the number one movie during this week in 1995. Lots of fun. And it's just kind of a funny, silly movie. The stars were certainly important, but it's just one of those silly, just a silly movie. That's all. We have three expert. All of a sudden, I've fallen apart, Richie. We have three excerpts from the movie. You can help yourself to them in your ear. Figure it out. You'll call us at 800-510-8255, and our product placement is Pure Attitude's wash cream. Some other great Pure Attitude cosmetics you'll get as the prize when you call us at 800-510-8255 to identify this movie.
Hey, Chili, is this your ride?
Yeah, I like to sit up high, check everything out. I mean, it is a Cadillac of minivans.
All right, you got it?
I got the voice.
Yeah, you did. Both of them you should have gotten. All right, next clip, Richie.
Yesterday you were a loan shark.
Yeah, but I was never that into it.
I think I know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're likable stars. All right?
Yeah.
Last, right? The voice you just heard was the voice of the man that Kirstie Alley said she had was the love of her life, in essence. All right? Last clip.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
I got it.
All right? And the last voice there slapped some woman in a restaurant the other day. If that helps any.
Really?
Yeah. You want to play it again, Richie?
Well, in self-defense stuff.
Right, it was.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
800. Come on, you know that voice, Reggie.
I don't know him.
Yes, you do, for
I'm
God's
sure I
sake.
Do.
He's one of our greatest character actors.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Doesn't everybody?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hello. 800-510.
Doesn't do much anymore.
82, no. He slapped the...
No, he's retired.
Wait, yeah. But...
82. Last movie was Welcome to Mooseport.
That's right. Romano.
Not a great way to go out, but he was one of the great, great, great character actors. I think I saw every movie he was ever in. 800-510-8255. All right, so we get to the movie news in a moment here on Good Day with Chuck Curry.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact, teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. Chuck Curry is here on Good Day with the Movie Moments resume. That's the resume without the E on it, Chuck. You knew that, right? What's
yes,
going on? Movie news, what do you have for us?
I found this interesting. In an interview this week, Harrison Ford says he would be very much interested in playing Han Solo again in the next Star Wars movie, which will come out 2015 and be released by Disney, which just acquired
cool.
the Star Wars property from George Lucas. Now, theoretically, this could happen because it's Episode 7, which means it takes place after Return of the Jedi. This really will come down to the creative control and where they want the storyline to go, but I think fans would embrace Harrison Ford back.
Absolutely.
The best Star Wars character, which was Han Solo. After seeing the coming attraction trailer on TV to Universal's Les Miserables the other day with Hugh Jackman and Anne Hathaway, I have to believe this is going to be a big, big hit for the holiday season. And I read this also, John Cusack, Rich's favorite actor, reportedly has attached himself to play Rush Limbaugh in a movie.
Yeah, right, yes.
Betty Thomas, who directed Private Parts with Howard Stern, will direct.
All right, Jamie in Oak Grove, what's the name of the movie?
Look Who's Talking.
No, ma'am. Joey's up in Prudhoe Bay, Alaska. What do you think, Joey?
Get Shorty with John Travolta and Danny DeVito.
Yes, and Gene Hackman. That's the story. You got it, sir. Get the prize. Hold on a minute. Thank you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.